flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We are finally in the end game after a months-long pursuit by teams for Juan Soto. And we know at this point that the final number is going to be at least $600 million over a double-digit figure number of years. Now, the question is, how high can that go? If teams are willing to go to, say, 15 years, which they might be able to because Juan Soto is only 26, we could see a contract potentially in excess of $700 million. Now, remember, Shohei Ohtani's 10-year, $700 million deal last offseason set the standard. But at this point, we don't know who the favorites are. The New York Mets have been near the top the whole time. The Yankees, of course, the incumbent team, the Boston Red Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Los Angeles Dodgers all still in it. The expectation is that there will be meetings over the weekend, and it's that point Juan Soto will decide where he's going to go, and we will know at latest by the time the winter meetings in Dallas start.
Jeff Passan on ESPN. There's a little update on Juan Soto for you. Alex Speer of the Boston Globe says the Red Sox have been informed they are not out.
How about that? That means they're in, right?
Or they haven't been informed that they're out. Maybe it's a more accurate way of saying it.
They're still being used.
We can get to that coming up. But some good stuff on the text line, which is now 617-779-7937. And on social media as well, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram, at Keefe21, at Jones WEEI. We were talking about Keefe's emasculated Christmas tree.
Well, as someone on the text line is calling it my Christmas bush.
Oh, you have a Christmas bush.
Yeah, in the house.
It's very festive.
Watering it, keeping it nice. Oh, it's decorated, though, so it's all lit up. At least my lights work, Jones.
Well, my lights work now. We had to go. The Jones family had to go out and purchase whole new ones.
Fair enough.
A couple of things here. This is Hunt on Twitter.
Yeah.
Says, I'm dying at Keith's Jones Farm.
Jones Farms.
Tree monger.
6 to 7 foot premium.
While I'm lighting up my 10-foot premium.
10-foot.
That's scraping
the ceiling.
Oh,
what a beauty. Look at that guy.
Now, let me tell you. I don't know if we can get that up on Twitch chat. But he's got us right up on the TV, and that thing is a monster, Keith.
The tree's enormous.
It's
got wildlife living in that thing.
Talk about being emasculated.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
That's a nice-looking tree.
That is what you want.
I got a picture of my tree.
Yeah.
And so I gave it to Brian, who's for Terp today.
Oh, nice. He hasn't gotten it yet, so maybe try sending it again.
Oh, he hasn't? Did I send him the wrong email?
Oh, boy.
Refresh. Refresh.
Maybe blame that Nokia phone, part of the Finland conspiracy.
Good point.
Be good. But, so that is as a giant tree. Keith's tree, not so much.
I thought I sent it to him. All right.
Here we go. Keith, you got to reset your living room with kid-sized furniture. Change the scale a bit. then you'll have that tree looking giant in no time. That's Josh in the chat.
That's not bad.
I think good idea there. A whole string of tweets about the lights in the Jones household. They're all on a, here you go. The lights are wired in a series, Jones. If one goes out, half the lights go out. The 12 Pains of Christmas song, which,
yeah,
by the way,
that was a school
bus banger. That thing was, that was a hit on the school bus back in the day.
When did start playing?
When did that come out? When did that song come out?
A long time ago.
That's what I'm saying. I thought this was a problem that had been rectified. We haven't solved that yet.
No.
One light goes out and like 15 go out?
Mm-hmm.
How's that a thing?
Oh, standard house code, I found out, according to the text line.
What
is 8 foot?
Oh, that's your standard? That's standard? Oh, there you go.
That's the listener's tree.
That's a man's tree right there is what that is.
That is an awesome tree.
Yeah, look at that thing.
That is going to be pretty
sweet.
He's
got like a top-down angle on it.
Although the good thing about having a small tree, as I try to talk myself into it now.
That's like how you got to get the angling right. Like
it's
on
the perfect size.
Like on an explicit photo.
It's the perfect size.
He's got the angling right.
I've heard that.
You got to shoot it from behind is what you do to get the angling right on that.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Shadowing. But You have like 4 presents underneath this tree, and you're like, oh my God,
well,
look at this. You got like 1,000 gifts
well,
under
now,
there.
This is a good point.
That'll help.
The kids are going to be stoked.
Kids are going to be like, oh my God,
I can't believe how big these gifts are.
It's like, there's 2. It's like, wow, compared to the tree.
It's a Hot Wheel, is what it is.
It's not bad.
But it looks very impressive.
Yeah, I got a problem.
Okay.
I don't know.
So that's the tree etiquette. I do think the etiquette is you got to get the thing up Thanksgiving weekend.
Here we go. Brian's got it now. That's my tree. That's my little tree, little guy tree. Did I undersell it or oversell it?
It's
a little guy tree.
It looks taller than I anticipated.
Need to eat a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too thin.
It's the Ozempic of Christmas trees.
Yeah, Brian, zoom in on that. Beef that thing up.
No, it really is the problem. So
it doesn't look sparse. Oh, that's a nice sash you got going on there.
In front of your couch?
No,
the couch is off to
the side. That's like a little, like, what do they call that, a bay window?
Oh, yeah.
That's not a couch. It's like the window to the outside.
No, he's talking to the left. On the left side.
Oh, well, this is like a little living room area. So there's like a couch on the left and the right.
It's blocking the TV.
What is it, a formal sitting room you got there at the Keith household?
We have a small house.
You got a china cabinet?
In the formal
sitting room?
We have like a hutch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that I think the last people that lived there gave it to us. My wife spray painted it. Now it looks brand new. No, but so this
it's so
tree.
So heavy they didn't want to take it out of the house.
This tree, it's in like a little living room space.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So basically, we see this giant star thing that we have. So
yeah,
we
that
have
is,
this,
that is big.
So it's lit up, and it's not. It looks almost like an asterisk, is what it looks like. And so that helps take it all the way to the ceiling. So it's not a good job, Ryan, by painting back.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
It's
oh,
not.
What is that?
Look at that. Look at that thing.
Look
all
that.
Lit up.
Dandelion.
It's the North Star, for God's sakes. So that thing. Touches the ceiling.
I think it's multi-denominational too. Like you're not really, you're not declaring anything.
No, but my bigger problem with it is not the height. It's not like you can see like over it. It's just it's so thin. Like you could go up to it and like wrap your arms around it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You want to be able to have like when I did the lights, I got like dizzy. I was going around so fast. I was like, I need to sit down. I was able to wrap those lights around so quick.
Do you just wrap the lights or you tuck the lights way back in?
Kind of wrap.
Yeah, cats like you gotta
tuck them way back in.
Just like tuck the lights. Like
I want to see them.
No, on this tree in the studio. Look how far in those lights are.
Oh.
That's, she like lectures me on that. I'm like,
yeah, I mean,
wrap
it
around the tree. Who cares?
Yeah, it's around the tree, and then
it's both.
There's room for ornaments. It is both.
You wrap it around. Some go in that way. Some are a little more towards the outside.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they're gonna fall off the branches. But like, she's like, oh, you really gotta tuck them back. I'm like, do you? Oh, hey, well, look at this. Look at this behemoth.
My wife just texted me. She didn't spray paint the hut. She hand painted it. All right, sorry. Let's make that clear.
You're gonna get in trouble today.
Yeah, no, seriously, that is gonna be a long discussion after
awkward dinner tonight.
You think I spray painted this?
Oh, I think I might have a picture of my tree from last year. Which actually, looking at it now,
not.
I don't know if you could say this word.
I'll go.
As
no, go
wide
for it.
As it is tall, can you say that?
No.
Okay, I won't. But you know what I'm talking about. Something that is as wide as it is tall.
That's rhymes with toad.
Correct. That's sort of what our tree was
a year
ago.
Tuna can.
That's right. That's right.
Tuna can tree. The Danny DeVito of trees.
Yeah. Let me send this one to Brian, too, so you can put these up side by side.
Yeah, send that in there. A little fire hydrant of a tree. You want to get that in there. Nice.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, I think the etiquette, though, you want to get that thing up Thanksgiving week. That was another thing we dropped the ball on. Kat goes, we're not going to get it this weekend. Let's wait a little bit, which I didn't really understand.
Yeah, why?
Then it was Tuesday, and she's like, we need to get this tree. I'm like, so there's a one-day window in there where you were like, we can't get it, but now we're late to getting it? Like, what is this? So I have one day?
No, I really wanted it right after Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving was really late this year, too. So it's like a quick turnaround. Today's already the 5th, for God's sakes.
You got to get the thing up Thanksgiving weekend. I don't understand why I didn't do that. Okay, so as we await Keith's tree from a year ago.
I think this is last year's tree.
Let's give people time to get into twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Or YouTube. Yep,
or get it on YouTube on WEEI, just so you can see his tuna can of a tree, as Billy, I think, so eloquently put it.
Yeah.
In the meantime, we can work in a little Red Sox combo here if you want while we're waiting this picture.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The Red Sox not eliminated yet, Keith. Not yet. This is Alex Speer in the Boston Globe yesterday. According to Major League sources, the Red Sox are not among the teams who have been eliminated. Instead, they remain in the hunt for the 26-year-old. So they're not out yet. They have not been told they're eliminated.
But Boris, you know what that sounds like?
Boris said teams are going to be told they're eliminated. So who's out? We don't know yet, but who's out? It's not the Red Sox.
So what it sounds like, though, and even the exact phrase that you use, every Sunday now for the rest of football season, they'll show you who's in the playoffs.
Yes.
And then there'll be a little side graphic where the teams that are like 4-8.
Right, like the Colts are not eliminated yet.
They're in the hunt.
Yes.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I guess that's better than not being
out of the hunt.
Being out of the hunt. All right, so if you're watching on Twitch and YouTube now.
I see what we're doing.
Now you can get, look at the size of that monster on the left. So that is a room.
That's an interesting looking tree.
It is
what I would say.
Ridiculous. But look how wide it is.
No, it's wide.
It was not easy to get that one through the door. It was not easy to get up by myself in the tree stand. But look at how round it is. This other one is like, there's no risk of like bumping into it or anything like that. It almost looks fake, the other
one. It's a before and after Ozempic photo.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
This one, 1 year later, boom. Here it is now. Look at this one now.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I like your tree this year better.
Do you
Keith.
Really?
Yeah, I understand being a little emasculated, but I think I like this one better. Look at that thing.
You like it better? Well, my wife will be happy to hear
that. Yeah. Well, it's got like
it doesn't look more like a traditional Christmas tree.
Like a sash going on this year that you didn't have last year? Is that cranberry and popcorn? What is that? What's going around the tree?
I think this year, better shape than last year's.
Yeah, it is a better shape.
Not as girthy.
I think the other one is
tall.
No. I forgot how ridiculous the other one was.
But I think the one this year has a nice shape to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one is, it does. It is good. I just wish it was like a little bit taller and a little bit wider.
Yeah, so you like that.
I like a big old tree where you're like, oh my God, like you can't ignore it.
Yeah, you're like.
You can't ignore
it. Last year looks like you like,
well, it looks
it
like
in the woods ripped it.
No, that's what I was just going to say. It looks like it came from the wild. The one on the right came from a Christmas tree farm. The one on the left came from you uprooted it.
I kind of like it.
From your backyard.
No, I did. I kind of like it, yeah.
And there could be squirrels in that thing.
So that one looks like there's bird's nests.
Yeah.
You're like, is that an ornament? No, it's real birds. Like, there's a cardinal. Cardinal ornament? No. Actual cardinal.
Not a real living cardinal.
There's a real cardinal in there. There's a raccoon.
Jones noticed, I don't see a sash on last year's.
Yeah.
So that must have been pre-sash.
Sash wasn't big enough.
That's something that my wife
sash
does.
Popped or, on there?
Yeah, maybe it couldn't wrap around.
Too wide.
He's like, it doesn't fit me
this
year.
Then we'll have to buy another sash.
Yeah.
This is all that fits
me. Yeah, it
now.
Needs a New Year's resolution is what that tree needs. Because you can't even fit the sash around it.
Okay, nice.
I sent Brian another tree too, if he has it. It's
Wait,
actually
trees do you have?
No, it's my parents' tree.
Well, this is so I was just going to ask about this.
Yeah,
because you said your folks would get giant.
They get really
Christmas
tall
tree
trees.
Up, did you? Were you saying this, or was it someone else? It was one of those where you even had to like tie it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad would have to like tie it to the wall so it wouldn't fall down because like there was no base big enough. Because they have in the house they live in now, it's sort of like the family room. Is got like all the way to the top floor, kind of like it's like the biggest ceiling in the world.
You got to like bungee cord it in at the top.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because like they just get these big old trees,
nice.
And so now they have a fake tree, which is nice and it's tall. But like we used to have to, me and my dad like shoehorn the tree into the house, like pop it in and then like walk it over, and that was a real wilderness situation.
Ooh.
Those were literally just cut out. Oh, so look at this. These are also my parents' late dogs, Reggie and Benny. Those are two.
Those are Newfies.
Those are Newfoundlands.
So that's not like a Jones-sized toothless dog. Those are big dogs.
No, those are Hosses.
Yeah.
That's like over 300 pounds a dog right there. That's Reggie and Benny. May they both rest in peace. And look at the size of that tree. That doesn't. That's a tree. That fit through a door.
Those two dogs are monsters.
Yeah. Now again.
Look at those hoss. Those guys are gentle giants.
Santa should be in front of that thing taking pictures.
The Keith family loves a wide tree.
That
is a wide tree.
Plus, I respect your parents' multicolored lights.
Look at that.
So I like the multicolored too. Katie says no, we got to do the white lights. I like the multicolored.
Can't we just switch to white lights with the new lights? I don't like the white lights either.
I like colored lights.
Yeah.
Look at those big fellas.
How many windows are that? That tree is four windows wide.
Yeah, that is a big. And yet, we somehow got it through the front door. How we did that, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And then,
A piano moving company to get that thing.
Look at that tree. Look at those guys.
How many years ago was that?
Well, that had to be at least five because those guys have not been around for too long. So that's
Holy
probably
smokes.
5 years ago. Yeah, because actually, it's probably been about 5 years because they have the. Or maybe, you know what? Seven or eight, because now that they've had a fake tree for a little bit.
Got it.
That's one of the last real trees.
Dang.
Look at those fellas.
Look at those guys. That is a cut up. But I understand why Keith loves a fat tree now, because look at what he grew up with.
Yeah, I grew up with big old trees. Now I got this tiny little Christmas bush. What am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know.
It does look nice, though. Like, to Billy's point, it looks like in your mind, when you close your eyes and you're like,
real good shape.
Christmas tree.
What does
it look like?
Yeah.
More like a triangle. That just looks like a blob.
Yeah.
It's like a blob of a tree.
Yeah. No, but I'm with you.
6 to 7 foot.
I'm with
premium.
You. Like, those
seven
rainbow.
7 to 8 foot premium.
The rainbow lights really make it pop. Like, we got the white lights in here. I got white lights now this year.
So, white lights is
I like the white lights.
It's like classic or clean.
That's too classy.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I like the big light bulbs too. So we had some of those.
Yeah, we got teeny tiny ones.
Well, so your trees are the size of somebody's house, so proportionally they're the same.
That's true. I used to take the big. So this year I had a few strands of big lights, and I put them on actual bushes outside of our house.
Yeah.
So we have like a hodgepodge of stuff
your
outside.
Tree from?
I cut the tree down. There's a big stump in the front yard from last year's tree. So we have a whole hodgepodge of stuff outside too. Not like Andy Hart. Andy Hart is a 15-foot tall abominable snow monster.
That's pretty cool.
It's amazing.
I thought you were making a stump joke.
No. He has this, the Bumble from Rudolph.
I saw this.
You got to stack three Andy Harts on top of each other, and that's what you get. But
he's generous.
So we, he was wearing boots.
Yeah.
So we take, we have like a gingerbread man now outside.
Uh-huh.
He lights up.
Uh-huh.
We have a gingerbread house that is made of like neon lights that you can see from space.
Nice.
And then we have these like little gumdrops. And so my wife's like, I don't know, it doesn't really all match. And I'm like, you bought it all. Like, you literally bought all these things and you knew we were going to put them out there together. She's already mad at me anyway, so she can hear that.
Yeah, well, she spray painted the hutch. So what are you gonna do?
Hand painted it.
Yeah,
hand painted it.
So look, the big fat wide giant Christmas tree of free agency would be Juan Soto. What is their plan B if they don't land him? I was a little surprised to read Jeff Passan this morning. What is like the next big swing teams could make beyond Soto? Is Willie Adames a big swing? Both Paston and Buster Olney are like, I think the teams that miss out on Soto could go Corbin Burns, which feels like a bigger swing and a better fit, or Willie Adames. If your big swing is Willie Adames, that is not a big swing. That is a thin little Christmas tree is what that is.
Was Trevor Story a big swing?
No.
So I agree.
Especially when they did it in March or whatever?
Yeah,
no.
Agreed.
But no, it wouldn't have been even if they did it in December.
But I think it's a fair question because if you're saying, the free agent class is pretty top heavy. Like, it's Juan Soto, big gap, Corbin Burns, big gap. But if you're saying you miss out on Juan Soto, and let's say you want a hitter, right? Let's say it's not even a pitcher that you're looking at. I guess it's Bregman?
That's what I think. I would rather have Bregman than Adames. I would rather have, Alonso than Adames.
Pete Alonso, Anthony Santander.
Now we're getting into
kind of simple, but it's like, By the way,
I think the Dodgers are heating up on re-signing Teoscar Hernandez if that's the guy you thought you had in your back pocket. So, no, I mean, if you're that is not a big swing to me. Willie Adames, nice enough player, I guess. May not even stay on shortstop, could move to third base. What would you do with Devers in that scenario? Like, that's not a big swing to me. So, we talked about this before. I'm not going to give him a bunch of credit for Willie Adames. I'll give him credit, I guess, for spending money. But I'm not going to look at it and say the Red Sox are back because they signed Willie Adames. That's not.
I don't think so at all.
That's not the kind of star power we're talking about.
Well, and like what? So where is he? Not to do the where are we going to play Willie McGee? But so then what's the trickle down there?
I mean, either you keep Story at short and move him to third, and now Devers is a DH first baseman. and Cassis is DH first baseman or playing somewhere else.
I guess it just seems like that's not even really what to go at. Like, that doesn't do anything for me. Like,
me
the player or then all the other
you can't,
kind of headaches that
you can't
have.
Hype people up about Juan Soto, turn around and say, look, now we have a superstar in Willy Adames. Because that's not how it works.
32 dongs last year.
Oh, that's nice. In a contract year, that's nice.
21 steals out of nowhere. The guy had never stolen more than 8 bases.
What was his career high in home runs before the 32?
31.
Oh, okay. How about after that?
25.
Okay, maybe there's more pop there than I gave
him
credit for.
He'll run into a couple of dingers.
But the point is, that is not a guy. You're not tuning in to watch Willy Adames. No one's ever said that. No one's ever done that.
No, I agree.
Juan Soto's different. Corbin Burns might be different. Hey, it's a Corbin Burns day. That might be different.
You can talk yourself into Corbin Burns.
Willy Adames is not that. So that's a big difference. And that is the danger in hyping up your fans about Juan Soto. If you're doing it just to do it, to try to get people excited that the Red Sox are back. You're not back if you're landing Willy Adames.
But dude averages 18 yards after
catch. We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Taking your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll get to what you're watching here in a moment. We also have another emergency Keefe for Madness at 12:45. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, you know, you open it up to the listener, and now we're like flooded with them. We're not going to get to this week.
It's a good point. Meanwhile, text line giving you a lot of feedback on your Christmas tree, Keefe.
Yeah.
Number one, if you trim around the base, the tree will appear much bigger.
Is that right?
Yeah, so that's good.
I'll do that.
Yeah, sometimes it gets gets a little lost in the overgrowth sometimes.
It doesn't really work.
Well, to a degree.
All right, I'll try.
On the margins, it helps. Dice texted in. If you look closely at the picture of the Christmas trees, you can see all the Girl Scout cookies that Keith stole sitting under his tree.
I did not take the Thin Mints. In fact, I was accused this morning straight up from the morning show of taking the Thin Mints that were left over here, which is up for grabs for anybody. It's not like they were labeled. Anyway, but didn't Stiz admit it?
I guess I did not hear this, but it's fine. Brian popped in, and I guess Stiz copped to stealing some Thin Mints.
Someone was calling me Thin Mint Keefe on the...
I saw that.
My tree is the Thin Mints.
Next to you?
What are...
How are those still there?
Blue box.
Those are those lemon ones. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't eat the lemon ones. Oh.
What are those?
Shortbread?
Yeah.
Oh.
Trefoils? Is that what they're called?
Dump it.
Iconic shortbread cookies inspired by the original Girl Scout recipe.
Oh, wow.
Those are gone.
Ah, pop one of those in.
Oh, they come in like sleeves instead of like the plastic rolls.
I think a bunch of those come in the sleeves.
Well, the Thin Mints come in sleeves.
That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, wait
a minute. Oh, geez.
That was me.
I didn't know they came in sleeves. Wow. Shocking to me.
Yeah, the peanut butter ones come in sleeves, too.
Yeah. How's that? Dry? Oh, it's dry.
Pretty dry.
Yeah, you're a dry guy.
Is it? Yeah.
As we
so it's not as good as like
today.
The classic tin of sewing kit cookies.
I can't remember now. Those are actually good. I can't remember now if
they have like little like crystallized sugar.
Yeah, they're all different shapes, but they taste the same.
They kind of taste like this.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't imagine if the Twitch chat or the text line brought this up too. Now, Courtney was saying you shouldn't take a box of food home.
I didn't.
No.
He's not saying you did.
But that was,
he's
that
implying
was the,
it,
that
Nick,
was the accusation.
He's looking at me. Yeah.
But I believe Courtney may have taken, and this was pointed out on the text line or Twitch.
Yeah.
She may have taken a box of pizza home the day that the Trading Post
the day
in Bourne.
Wasn't here.
Yeah, can you confirm?
How do you spell hypocrite? Seriously, if she's like, this is for everybody, keep them in the studio. We can snack on them all week.
Can you take home your own pizza?
No.
And is that slightly hypocritical?
Just eat it here.
I thought it was a fair point, is what I thought.
I like to look at it like the rules of a buffet.
Yeah.
Eat as much as you want while you're here.
But
don't take it home. You can't take it home. Yeah. You know, I can't like scoop out of the buffet into like your bag and go and like leave, can you?
No.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think at most buffets anyway. I don't know how it goes at every single one, but I don't think at most.
Uh-huh.
So what are we watching, Keith? You always have a good recommendation.
I do. So it's the bye week for the Patriots, and so maybe you got some more time to watch some stuff. It's nearly the end of the year, so I'm doing a couple of things, finding out what's new, also some of the stuff that I missed that is now streaming right now. So we'll start with a messed up one.
Okay.
We mentioned it briefly yesterday. The morning show, I heard them talking about it as well. But on Netflix right now, there is a Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey 3-part documentary. And each like an hour long. This was a story. This was one of the first, I feel like, true crime mysteries that I really remember in the mainstream.
Yeah, like of our lifetime, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, because it all happened in 96, I believe, and then that's when it started. And then for years after that, there'd be like the occasional update here and there. So I'd kind of forgotten most of the stuff, right? Like I knew it was Boulder, Colorado. I knew it was this 6-year-old, like pageant queen yes. type of girl. And people thought it was the parents. People thought it was the brother. People thought it was this. It like was unsolved, like the whole thing. I don't know. After watching this documentary, I'm not going to give it all away for people who haven't seen it. After watching this documentary, I think I have a pretty good idea who done it.
Let me ask you this. Did, if you feel, because I brought this up to Kat last night. I'm like, oh, would you like to watch some of this? Keith has been talking about it at work. Yeah. Greg's show was talking about it.
It's a good like Christmas watch it? Spirit type of show.
Well, she kind of like,
no, it is messed up.
She was a little sniffed, or kind of sniffed at it and was like, well, I've seen a lot of special. I've watched like the Dateline on this. I've seen a lot of coverage on this.
I would watch this one.
She's like, how much am I going to learn from it? You think there's new stuff in there?
So I didn't watch all those other ones, but I think that there is because they reference some of the other ones.
They
reference those things.
In your face.
And I think those other ones, by the sound of it, were much more one-sided, whereas this is sort of like, all right, they talk to a lot of different people. You can maybe, you know, draw your own conclusions while you watch it.
Which is what you did.
I did.
Okay, you have some guesses.
I did. Okay. I do. I have a pretty good idea who I think done it. And yesterday morning during the after the crossover, I asked Greg, I'm like, who do you think did it? And we had the same person.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Okay.
So I don't know.
So that's Cold Case, Who yep. Killed JonBenet Ramsey.
Two other documentaries I haven't started yet. I've heard good things about one of them, and I'm looking forward to starting the other one. On HBO Max right now, there is a Yacht Rock documentary.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of this on social media. I've seen the trailer for this. Yeah. I've not watched it either, but that sounds intriguing.
So Davey Eyeballs, my dork podcast co-host, loves Yacht Rock, and he thought this was an amazing documentary. Now, I don't know if he's just very biased because he loves the music, but either way, he said it's very, very, very good. And on Amazon Prime right now, there's a Madden football game documentary. So I think there was like a, remember there was like a Madden documentary like a year
yeah,
or two
on
ago.
Him. Yeah,
just
so
on him.
I think these were running together in my head. But yeah, this is just specifically on
this
the game and the reason it came about, the way yeah. it came about, the involvement with John Madden.
And like how it started and like how what it's become.
So what is the runtime on each of these? Are we like talking about like multiple episodes for Yacht Rock? Are we talking multiple episodes? I think Madden was like 3 or 4, I think.
I believe the Madden one is a 4-part yeah. Documentary. The Yacht Rock documentary, I want to say, is
like a tidy couple hours?
One-off.
Okay, so that's good.
So.
That leaps to the top of my list based on that alone.
You'll start with that
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, looks like it might be 96 minutes, I think.
That's number one with a bullet.
Yeah, you're in it.
Is what that is. 96 minutes. Great.
A couple of TV shows that are out this month. You have Skeleton Crew, which is the new Star Wars Disney Plus series. Those have been very hit or miss. I've watched them all. I'll watch this one. Jude Law is in it.
Mm.
Tricky thing with this.
I've seen a lot of advertisements for this.
And a lot of kid actors,
yeah.
which can go one of two ways. The model is Stranger Things. Stranger Things was like all kid actors, and it worked, and it was awesome, and people loved it. Then there are other shows, including some in the Star Wars universe, where you're leaning on kid actors, and you're like, oh, no, we've made a huge mistake. So I'll give this a go. The early reviews are good. I haven't started it yet. They released the first two episodes earlier this week. There is a new DCU television show. It's animated. It's called Creature Commandos. I'm definitely going to watch Creature Commandos.
Get some good creature features out of this?
Yeah. So this is, so Sean Gunn has, no, James Gunn, excuse me. James Gunn has taken over the DC universe. He's making a new Superman movie. He's making a lot of like live action stuff. And this apparently all takes place in that same world, even though it's animated. So if you want to get in on the ground floor of the DCU, Creature Commandos is for you. Dune Prophecy. I have not started yet.
There's more Dune?
More Dune.
Okay.
I think it's like a prequel. It's like takes place.
You know what? I think that is right. Yes.
It's way before all this stuff. Now, the first two movies, I think, have been awesome. And I mean the first, like, two, like, recent ones.
Not the one from... the 70s.
Like, the 80s Dune. Not talking about the David Lynch Dune. These two have been great. The third one's coming out in 2026. Like, Dune Part 2, I think, should win, like, Best Picture. Like, I think it's, like, that good. I haven't really been drawn into this. Like, I'm curious. I should probably start it, and I bet I'll like it. But I haven't started it yet. But that's on HBO Max as well. And then a few movies that are out there right now. Smile 2, the horror movie.
Christian Gonzalez liked the first one.
He saw it in the theater.
Well, he saw it. Yeah, I guess we don't know. He liked it. He didn't really elaborate.
He hated it so much he never saw another movie again.
It's the last movie he saw in theaters that he didn't necessarily say he liked it.
Maybe it scared him so much. He's like, I can never go back.
Could be.
I can never go back to the theater and feel that way that I felt.
It rededicated him on the football field, baby.
So this, I'm looking forward to watching this because the two other horror buffs. Actually, Nick's also a horror buff. So we probably have like three other real horror buffs at the station.
Wiggy
and Stiz.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah.
Polar opposites. Stiz told me to watch it. It's great. Wiggy told me it sucks.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, all right. I will break the tie on Smile 2.
Good, good, good.
So I'll find out. Alien Romulus is streaming on Hulu, the latest in the long line of Alien movies. I did watch this. Pretty good. Pretty fun.
Okay.
Takes place in between the first two Alien movies. And then, speaking of horror, Speak No Evil will be out on, I think it's Peacock tomorrow, which is the James McAvoy, like, really creepy-looking movie that came out. So, a bunch of crap to watch right now on streaming. I think out of that group, I think the documentaries look like they're probably the strongest.
I would agree with that. That tends to be, I would lean in on that as a genre anyway.
Look good.
But no, those specifically look good. And look, you got a lot to do this weekend, a lot of time on your hands, because no Patriots this weekend. You have to waste your time watching them lose again with more bad coaching
it's
decisions.
Three free hours that you have.
So there you go. Lots of extra time on your hands to watch some of Keith's recommendations. What are you watching on TV? 617-779-7937. Speaking of Keith, the Creature Commandos. Maybe another creature feature? Maybe. Maybe not so much. It's an emergency.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not about creatures.
Oh, that's true.
It's not.
It is sort of a follow-up on a recent Kiefer Madness, sort of, in its own way. It's another listener submission, emergency Kiefer Madness next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Kiefer, I think it is. Rich Kiefer.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Kiefer?
Where is he?
Where's Kiefer?
Where is Kiefer?
Hey, Kiefer, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
A Bigfoot murdered three guys on a dope farm.
The maid of honor hit the bottle hard and almost hit the best man with his own car.
Just came so fast and it just hit me like that and I didn't even realize it.
All right, time for another emergency madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We opened it up, Jones, to the people. We said, you know what? If you find any of these weird stories out there that you think would be good madness, send them in, keefe@weei.com. Very simple. And, of course, we've gotten a bunch of them, yesterday's.
I want to applaud the people for this. Yeah. The people are doing a good job. We asked. They are following through, which is much appreciated. So if you have a Kiefer Madness idea, suggestion, for any Kiefer Madness, keefe@weei.
So this one may not be news to our fine listeners in Rhode Island. They might be well aware of this story. This takes place in Cranston.
Okay.
But for those outside, maybe you don't know about this. And I think it's pretty important that we address it.
Okay.
It'll be a real Cranston comeback when the iconic Wienerama reopens on the new ownership. But
okay. The Wienerama.
Wien-o-rama?
Wien-o-rama.
Got it. Okay.
The Wien-o-rama is coming back. Are you ready for that?
I am indeed. Yeah.
Little change beyond that.
Yeah, the restaurant closed months ago after decades of serving the community. NBC10's Aaron Coogan has the update tonight. It's new at 6.
All right, let's go meet some people out there.
Good.
You got to get out there, some foot traffic, talk to people about their excitement about Wien-o-rama coming back.
Good. Well, this is similar to, Greg's very excited. The Ground Round is coming back. Like, it's kind of a similar idea, more hyper-local to Cranston. But, okay, the people are excited. Good.
Are they? Let's go. Let's go. Let's find some people.
Yeah.
Wieners.
I'm sorry?
Wieners.
Weenus?
Wieners. No, wiener.
Weenus.
Weenus.
Oh, I got it.
Weenus. Weenus.
Weenus.
Weenus. Best daggers you're going to get around here.
Best daggers
is that
you're going to get around here. Daggers.
Is that a...
Yeah. Is that a slang for hot dog?
Like, that's exactly like a euphemism for a hot dog. I
Evidently,
was unaware
it's
of that.
TV friendly. I assume it's radio friendly.
The best daggers you're gonna get in your life.
So that guy's happy.
Hey, sweetie,
that guy's happy.
Come on home. It's the best dagger you're ever gonna have in your life.
Correct.
Yeah.
For the past 3 months, Cranston's Wienerama sat empty. The dining room dark. The kitchen ice cold.
We miss it.
We can picture it.
We miss it.
So healthy and delicious.
How do I feel about my big fat Christmas tree?
We miss it.
The Wienerama. I mean, it's tearing families apart.
I'm going to be honest. When you first said Wienerama, what did I say?
Ween.
Yeah, Wienerama.
Wienerama, like wieners. I'm talking about hot dogs.
I was picturing an event, a bunch of vendors come to this thing. You get kind of like the hot dog safari. It's kind of how I pictured it. Yeah. Like an Eddie Andelman joint.
Remember
this is an actual restaurant.
Yeah.
A brick and mortar. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What'd you think of the dong report on the old Adam Jones show?
We miss it.
After 62 years, the closure left a hole in hungry bellies who stopped in for breakfast and lunch.
Hot dogs for breakfast?
Wow.
I'm not telling you how to live your life.
Hot dog omelet?
You're not going to be living long if that's your breakfast.
It's a hot dog bowl.
Yeah.
like a burrito bowl. So it's chopped up hot dogs.
Yeah. So you had 20 hot dogs?
I had an acai hot dog bowl is what I had. It was very healthy.
And frankly, a burps reek of hot dogs.
Longtime owners George and Ernie, hanging up their aprons this past August, no longer cooking what they proclaimed the best hot wieners anywhere.
I mean,
George and Ernie,
challenge accepted.
Don't sleep on the hot wieners, okay?
Oh, they're gaggers, not daggers.
That's
what they're saying on the text line.
Not.
Multiple people on the text line say that.
Don't.
They are.
Do not possibly look that up on a work computer.
They are saying that.
Not a dagger?
No, that's what they're saying.
Let me hear
gagger.
It. No, they're not.
That's what they're
Let
saying.
Let me hear it again.
Hold on. Let me find that guy.
Yeah, please.
Is this him?
Yeah, it's not. I thought it was a dagger. Like, you're whipping a dart. You're eating a dagger.
Best gaggers you're going to get around here.
I need to hear that.
Best gaggers you're going to get around here.
Oh, yeah, that is
It's a Lonnie Yorl situation. I'm not sure which one I'm hearing. I think if you want to hear
It's a blue dress.
Best gaggers you're going to get around here.
I think you're right.
I think they are right.
Another nickname for the Rhode Island hot dog.
The Rhode Island hot dog, nickname
is gaggers.
Gagger.
Is a nickname for Rhode Island.
Now you did. I just said don't Google that on a work computer. You just did.
Yeah,
okay.
Whatever.
All right. Rhode Island gagger. You looked that up on a work computer.
Not my firewall. I got to worry about. From the IT crew. Put them to work.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So what were they again? Ernie and somebody.
Bert and Ernie.
After 62 years,
we miss it.
Oh, sorry.
After 62 years, the closure left a hole in hungry bellies who stopped in for breakfast and lunch. Longtime owners George and Ernie, hanging up their aprons this past August, no longer cooking what they proclaimed the best hot wieners anywhere.
I love hot wieners.
You beat me to it by a half a second.
I was looking for it the whole time.
I was looking for it too.
It's spelled wrong in the in my folder. That's why it took me a minute.
There you go.
I had that one ready to go. I was waiting for that.
Classic I before E.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Come on, guys.
It's a radio station. You can't trust food anywhere, and you can't trust spelling for sure. Is that the end of the news report? That's
no,
the end
God, no.
Oh, there's more.
No,
okay,
God,
good.
No,
oh,
sorry,
good.
I was just taking a while to find that. It was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's worth it.
I haven't got any wieners since. I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
Okay, that's.
Try spell.
Sorry, get back on that horse, bud. It's the holidays.
It's all right.
A lot of apps out there.
No one's judging it.
You're all right.
Yeah, it's okay. Three months. I've had longer dry spells than that for sure.
3 months. Get in line.
25 years.
I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
What was it, The Office? Like, oh, I could wait. I waited 28 years, and then I waited another 7 years after that. I don't know if those numbers are right, but something like that.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good.
But today, a glimmer of hope.
Got the purchase and sales agreement signed. We're closing on the 27th.
Nice.
Two lifelong Wienerama fanatics and lifetime Cranstonians announcing their confirmed purchase of the All-American Eatery. The sale, including the restaurant's original namesake, recipes, and menu options.
If you come into this thing and start changing everything around and try to modernize it and make it something
nope.
It's not.
Nope. Don't
you
do that.
They say, you go woke, you go broke.
Then you're a joke.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's not what people want.
Nope.
Aside from some renovations and paint, they say customers can expect the same food and inviting atmosphere.
We rehired the staff.
Good.
You know, Javier will be our head chef. Carrie Thatcher will be our general manager. Okay. These are people that have been working here for...
Yeah, do we know these people?
The guy who boils the water.
Yeah, AG knows
Shout
that.
Shout out but... Javier who boils water.
Yeah. Best hot dog guy in the business.
Yeah.
You know, he knows when to take him out of there.
He knows when they're ready.
He opens the package, dumps them in the water, heats the water to a boiling temperature,
yeah,
then
does.
Serves them on a bun. No one else does that the way Javier does. So I made a ground round reference. It is like the ground round. They're just bringing it back.
Yeah, yeah.
Just under new ownership.
That's right.
Huh.
I love hot wieners.
15 years.
It's welcome news for Cranston residents who tell me they're ready for their orders.
Oh, I'm three all the way, a large fry and a Coke.
Sounds good. What's
taking
a
the order right now, sir.
Yeah.
He's like, it's not ready yet, sir.
Expecting it. When is it up?
Like,
when am I going to get that?
Can you please take my money
yeah.
so I can get this?
What is a three, I wonder? Sauerkraut on there?
Probably sound two
like,
dogs.
Sound like, oh.
Probably two, maybe like the double dogs.
You don't think that's the two? One would be
no,
one. The two would be two.
Maybe three dogs.
Maybe it's three dogs.
Maybe it's three dogs.
Right there.
I'll take the three.
Right in front of me.
Three hot dogs.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger Club. Three all the way.
Cheeseburger what?
I don't know. That guy was like swallowing a hot dog while he said this.
Cheeseburger Club.
Cheeseburger? It's a hot dog place.
Cheeseburger Cobb?
Like a club.
Cheeseburger Cobb.
Like a salad? Club. Club.
Three-way okay. Makes it look like it's chili mustard onions.
Oh.
The guy was like eating his own tongue, though, while he was trying to...
And yes, that. I Googled three-way wiener on the work.
Nice.
Billy's been fired.
Yeah, three-way... three-way gagger.
Billy. Like all the other things, not
Billy,
working.
Get your things. Get your things. So the guy goes to the Wienerama and orders the Cheeseburger Club.
Yeah.
This is one of the people.
Well, it was
one of the seafood and steakhouse guy.
Dude, it was one of our serious questions to Christian Gonzalez this week.
Was it?
Well, yeah, actually, we have the answer. What would be your last meal?
Cheeseburger Club.
All right. Maybe there's a hot wiener question for Christian Gonzalez on Monday.
I think they're probably
yeah.
Be, yeah.
Okay.
Three
great.
All the way. Light on the onion, side of fries, I'm good.
And for those wondering, when can I get my hands on the classic three all the way?
When can I get my hands on the classic three all the
questions.
Way?
Specifically her, though, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, just hold yeah. on, yeah. hold on. She's got the info for you.
The guys say they anticipate reopening in early spring. And so, from regulars to now owners, the two say their plan is to make this a family endeavor, one they hope will continue serving the city's classic hot wieners for generations to come. Generation. Reporting in Cranston, Aaron Coogan, NBC 10 News.
They're eating hot dogs for breakfast. It's not going to be generations of this.
Sounds like she had a hot dog, too, while she was doing that report.
I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
Sounds like a personal problem,
yeah,
sir.
Well, you know.
You're on the news.
Yeah. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
I still can't believe that's a term.
Oh, you better believe it.
Yeah.
Man.
No, let's change the name of Girl Scout cookies,
yeah.
But let's keep calling hot dogs gaggers. Let's do that. Let's not change that name.
Cheeseburger Club.
That's my favorite guy in the world, by the way. I'm going to change my that's fantasy team name to Cheeseburger Club.
Someone's grandfather goes to this place every day and orders the Cheeseburger Club.
Oh, I love that
Everybody
guy.
Else just raving about the number. You see how many people said the number three?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, here comes the Cheeseburger Club guy.
Cheeseburger Club. Three all the way. Light on the onion. Side of fries. I'm good.
Yeah, he's good.
First guy definitely took a bite before answering.
Yeah.
there's no doubt.
Their orders.
Oh, I'm three all the way. A large fry and a Coke.
Nice.
Cheeseburger Club.
Cheeseburger Club guy. Mouthful of club.
What
I
an
love
out-
that guy.
What an outlier.
That guy's the best.
Everybody else there orders yeah. the three. This guy orders the Cheeseburger Club every day.
They're looking
for
around. Javier's like, we don't even have that. He's like, come
he
on.
Just cuts up a hot dog.
All we got is number three.
The Cheeseburger
That's
Club.
That's a joke here.
Javier's boiling the water.
We don't have a number one or number two. We only have number threes. Don't order a Cheeseburger Club.
Hot dogs cut the long way, lined up like a burger club.
A burger comes
yeah.
In.
Yeah,
this guy hates Javier.
Javier hates
Javier.
Javier
hates
Javier.
Yeah. It's like we got all that hot dog water boiling over there.